Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It is also Hotel Mars, Episode N, with David Livingston, my colleague and co-pilot of The Space Show, Dr. Space himself. And we're very pleased to be joined by our colleague, Rand Simber, whose book, Safe is Not an Option, these last years has been an informant about why NASA hesitates, why NASA is slow, why NASA takes longer to develop systems then say commercial space. Safe is not an option is an answer to that. But now we have a new decision by the new administration. Bill Nelson, longtime Floridian senator, a man who is given credit by NASA for being the author, the push behind the commercial space program, as well as NASA exploring beyond Earth orbit. Read that as in man space as well as robotic space, is named to be the new administrator of NASA. He is a senior figure. He is identified with the past. What about the immediate future? Rand, a very good evening to you. The simple test now is Bill Nelson a risk taker, or is he one of the safe first, safe second, safe third of the old NASA? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I don't know what he is now, but certainly that is his past. You know, he's been very traditional NASA type of guy in terms of, you know, making – I would say he's part of the Apollo cargo cult in that he still believes or still believed at the time, certainly 10 years ago when he and K. Bailey Hutchison came up with SLS, that NASA is not doing – what NASA is supposed to be doing unless it's building and operating a giant rocket and capsule. And that's just because we had the Apollo example. That's the only way people could conceive of going to the moon is NASA getting lots of money to build a giant rocket.
And that's what you mean by the Apollo cargo cult, that what worked in 1969 is going to work in the 21st century. Is that the opinion?
Right.
David?
And nothing else will.
David?
Hi, Rand. Does the NASA structure with the administrator give any real power to the deputy administrator to help create NASA policy and play an influencing role? Is there a possibility for some input from the deputy administrator?
Sure. I mean, that's a function of how much input Senator Nelson's willing to accept, or Administrator Nelson, from PAM. He would certainly be wise to take input from her.
This is the new deputy. Introduce her, David. Who's the new deputy at NASA?
Well, she's a former shuttle astronaut, and she's been on lots of different committees and panels and very well thought of, very highly qualified. Rand knows her. I've never met her.
She was on 3 shuttle missions. She commanded one. But she also – she has a pretty broad range of experience because she was also a military pilot, and she was at a very high-level position at DARPA.
Her name, right?
Her name – no, I'm sorry, Pam Milroy.
Pam Milroy. So Pam Milroy is a good wing person for Bill Nelson. But I want to get back to the immediate mission. NASA has now made an announcement for the return to the moon. SpaceX is chosen for the lunar lander. SLS is chosen for the trip from Earth to the Gateway Project, which is cislunar. That strikes me immediately as something engineers don't like, a lot of moving parts and different systems. How did it strike you when you heard that announcement? Is that risky, or is that the old way, the Apollo cargo cult?
Well, I don't see it as risky. I just see it as wasteful. That is, I mean, SpaceX is going to be, if Starship does and Super Heavy do what Elon claims they'll be able to do. SpaceX is perfectly capable of getting to the moon all by itself, and SLS is completely superfluous. So the question is, how long is Congress going to want to maintain these really make-work projects like the Gateway and SLS and Orion?
So my understanding then is right now, if you gave everything to SpaceX from the surface of the Earth to the surface of the moon and back, they can do all of it. Is that correct, Ren?
Well, if the new vehicles that they're working on pan out, yes.
David?
Rand, do you see in the language or maybe in any trends or anything with Nelson that he might be open to something like that? Because this just seems really cumbersome and expensive with a lot of possibilities of problems and choke points.
Well, but bear in mind that Congress and that up till now included, or up till he was not elected a couple of years ago, that included Bill Nelson, has never had a problem with expensive. You know, they see that as a feature, not a bug, because it creates jobs in their states and districts. And in his case, it was in Florida at the Cape. So I don't see that as being an issue for him. He has, as they said, he was father of SLS. I think he has, and he was very strongly opposed to commercial crew initially. He's one of the people who championed, you know, cutting its budget and shifting the money over to SLS along with Shelby, Senator Shelby of Alabama. But he's since it has played out fairly well, and I think he has made noises more recently, you know, that he's more supportive of it now. So, but I'm wondering if one of the reasons that NASA made this announcement before he's administrator is sort of to kind of cement it in place, make it harder to change when if and when he chooses to do so when he comes in. But the other issue is that this is sort of a shot across Congress's bow, telling them if they want to waste more money on the human landing system, they're going to have to give them more money because they only gave NASA less than half of the money that they requested.
The Chinese and Russians have announced their intention to build a colony at the South Pole of the moon. Is Nelson a man to contest that? Is he ready to drive this in some fashion, another space race?
Well, first, I'm not sure it's really going to be a race. I mean, just the fact that they do it doesn't mean, even if they do it first, I think it's more important to do something best than to do it first. But to answer assuming that if it were a race, I would say not necessarily. I think, again, he's going to be risk averse, and he's going to still want to make sure that the money goes to the right zip code. That's always been the highest priority with Bill Nelson.
That sounds like the past.
Well, I think what we're going to have is a future and a past kind of side by side for some period of time, hopefully not more than a very few years. I think once that SpaceX is actually flying, and that could happen this year, more likely next. But once they're actually getting that vehicle into orbit, it's going to be harder and harder to sustain support for the traditional NASA way of doing things.
We have about a minute, David. Go ahead.
We know the NASA administrator serves at the pleasure of the president. So do we have any solid track of information on what the president really wants?
We don't know much about, you know, Biden's interest in space other than he has a moon rock on his desk or in his office. He's never talked about space much. Though he did seem excited about the helicopter, and so that's good. But he and Nelson, of course, were colleagues in the Senate for many, many years. So the big advantage, I guess, is that he will certainly have the president's ear in whatever he wants to do. I don't think that the president is going to do anything bold or initiate anything. And the good news is that, unlike many other policies, he hasn't undone anything that Trump did in space. He's saying we're going to go ahead with Artemis. He's going to keep the Space Force. So you know, a lot of the other things, it seemed like the administration was turning things, changing things just because he difference from Trump. And fortunately, they're not doing that in space.
Rand Simberg, David Livingston, Hotel Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.